את ההכנה לשיעור הכינה לנו עשירייה י"ט. אנחנו נקרא מתוך שמעתי
סמך. And number 19 prepared the preparation for the lesson. We're going to read.
עניין מתן תורה שהיה במעמד הר סיני. אין הפירוש.
We're going to read from שמעתי 66, the matter of the giving of the Torah. The matter of the giving of the Torah that occurred on Mount Sinai does not mean that the Torah was given once and then the giving stopped. Rather, there is no absence in spirituality, since spirituality is an eternal matter, unending. But since, from the perspective of the giver, we are unfit to receive the Torah, we say that the cessation is by the Upper One. However, then, at the foot of Mount Sinai, the whole of Israel were ready to receive the Torah, as it is written, and the people encamped at the bottom of the mount, as one man with one heart. At that time, the public was prepared. They had but one intention, which is a single thought about the reception of the Torah. However, there are no changes from the perspective of the giver. He always gives, as it is written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that each day one must hear the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. A question for an active workshop. How do you come to an understanding that there is no absence in spirituality? Again, how do you come to understand that there is no absence in spirituality? Active workshop.
There's no understanding or any shoes. It's just we have to make sure that this understanding is so in the tent and we'll get there. Understanding is nice, but it's for little children. But we have to realize that it's always like that between us. There's no the spirituality, the creator's between us, and it's always like that.
We can also talk about it like the rest of the things, that we say that spirituality has clear laws that don't change. And one of them is that there is no absence, meaning everything is only added. Nothing is taken away, and that's the new reality we're going to know, the real reality. And also to talk about it all the time and present it like it's something that we're living in it.
Yes, we are in a system of connection between us, which is the soul of Adam Rishon. And when we connect, when we try at least to keep those principles that exist, upon which these principles, this system exists, then we start to understand.
I think when there's a feeling that the whole of reality is the spiritual reality and there's no longer a difference between what a person experiences on the path and the spiritual reality, and he understands that it all comes from one force, one source, and for one purpose, you can say that there is no absence.
And to really be in such an attitude towards each other, we need one another. We need to be in common work, mutual work, and that's the condition of our vut. To really receive the ability to see that all that is felt in my kli and all that's happening is part of that path of bringing contentment to the Creator.
When we become included in each other's deficiencies and states and thoughts and forces, we can see that this law of nature is the creator everywhere. And it shines on all of reality and sustains it to the extent of our connection. The intensity of our connection is the intensity of revealing that there is no absence from him.
Yes, just like everyone said, connection is something that is necessary. The work on this connection is something that's necessary. It's part of our daily routine in the order that we are in on this path. And actually, our whole addition is in this. And that's where we understand that there's nothing absent in spiritual, not in the form of our intellect, but slowly, slowly, we could, I don't know if you can say we feel this on ourselves, but we advertise it between us, and the Creator will help us.
Yeah, it's like the law of preservation of energy. Nothing disappears. All our efforts, in the end, don't go away. They build the avut between us. We spoke with friends now how to bring a friend out of a descent. So we said that if a friend is in a descent, it doesn't help when you come and try to do something then. But out of the efforts that the friend did before, there's this bank of guarantee money. So from there, the system of nature pulls him out of descent. And we, maybe it's good for us, those who pull a person out of descent, it's good, it goes into our bank of these states, but we mustn't get to such a state.
But that
doesn't negate the efforts that we need to make. Whatever friends are going through, they're going through. And the states that they receive for us, for all the society, is for us to tighten our minds and support the friends. If such a state comes, it's another reason to go out of ourselves and think of a friend.
When you're in a state where the Creator works in everything and creates everything, and we're going to read another excerpt from the same article, Shamati 66, concerning the giving of the Torah. When one works for oneself, it is called lolishma, not for her sake. But from lolishma, we come to lishma, for her sake. Hence, if one has not yet been rewarded with the reception of the Torah, he hopes to be rewarded with the reception of the Torah in the following year. But when one has been awarded the wholeness of lishma, he has nothing more to do in this world, since he has corrected everything to be in the wholeness of lishma. For this reason, each and every year there is the time of reception of the Torah, since that time is ready for an awakening from below. This is because it is the awakening of the time when the light of the giving of the Torah was revealed in the lower ones. Hence there is an awakening from above, which gives strength to the lower ones to be able to perform the qualifying act to receive the Torah, as then when they were ready to receive the Torah. Again, when one works for oneself, it is called lolishma, not for her sake. But from lolishma, we come to lishma, for her sake. Hence, if one has not yet been rewarded with the reception of the Torah, he hopes to be rewarded in the following year. But when one has been awarded the wholeness of lishma, he has nothing more to do in this world, since he has already corrected everything to be in the wholeness of lishma. For this reason, each and every year there is a time of reception of the Torah, since that time is ready for an awakening from below. This is because it is the awakening of the time when the light of the giving of the Torah was revealed in the lower ones. Hence, there is an awakening from above, which gives strength to the lower ones to be able to perform the qualifying act to receive the Torah, as then when they were ready to receive the Torah. A question for a silent workshop. Each one thinks about the readiness of the ten to receive the Torah. Each one thinks about the readiness of the ten for reception of the Torah.